在每年多做一步的运动里面，牧者都会鼓励弟兄姊妹的，就是除了忠心有计划地奉献支持教会的事工之外，其实更加慷慨地来支持一些在本地或者在世界不同的地方做一些很深远的影响的扶贫工作或者宣教工作的机构。透过多做一步的捐献，其实我们不单止是去帮助那些在世界不同地方一些很有需要的群体，你知不知道其实同时间是操练着我们自己成为一个慷慨的人，有耶稣基督的模样。所以不要只是觉得慷慨是帮助其他人，慷慨是我们操练学习耶稣基督的样式。今年的多了一步，我们总共会支持十个不同的机构，其中当中有三个是我们第一年去支持他们的。咁今朝早咧，我哋想集中咧嚟到去介绍 International Justice Mission IJM 俾弟兄姊妹嚟到认识。当牧者提出今年教会去支持 IJM 嘅事工嘅时候咧，其实执事会睇到嗰啲嘅资料之后，好快咧就即刻通过，因为大家都见到 IJM 所做嘅工作系非常之重要啦。佢哋嘅足迹系打遍世界唔同嘅地方，佢哋嘅工作嘅果效亦都非常之显著。咁所以咧，阵间咧，我就想请 IJM 响 BC 省嘅事工发展同埋动员总监 Eugene 咧上嚟为大家嚟到介绍一下 IJM 嘅事工。不过咧，响佢未上嚟分享之前咧，我需要读出今朝早讲到的经文，就是诗篇第九篇。咁如果你有圣经的话咧，欢迎你亦都打开你的圣经咧，我哋一起嚟到去睇诗篇第九篇。耶和华，我要全心称谢你，我要述说你一切奇妙的作为，我要因你快乐欢欣。至高者啊，我要歌颂你的名。我的仇敌转身退后的时候，就在你面前绊倒灭亡，因为你为我伸了冤，辩了屈。你坐在宝座上施行公义的审判。耶和华永远坐着为王，为了施行审判，他已经设立宝座，他必以公义审判世界，按正直判断万民。耶和华要给受压制的人作保障，作患难时的避难所。认识神你名的人必倚靠你，耶和华，你从未撇弃那些寻求你的人。你们要歌颂住在锡安的耶和华，要在万民中传扬他的作为，因为那追讨流人血的罪的神，他纪念受苦的人，他没有忘记他们的哀求。我将以下这段时间交给 Eugene， 请阿凡弟兄为我们来到翻译。
弟兄姊妹平安，好感恩今日能够有机会同大家来分享关于 IJM 的事工。因为我自己广东话能力是有限，所以就多谢阿凡弟兄来同我做翻译。So my name is Eugene. I serve with International Justice Mission IJM Canada.
我叫 Eugene， 咁喺国际正义使团加拿大嘅分部。
In my role, I have the privilege of serving our church partners and our supporters to raise awareness of the mission and to raise support for our work.
咁我主要负责 IJM 同教会之间嘅合作啦，同埋提高教会对 IJM 嘅认识同埋支持。
Now, before joining the staff of IJM Canada, I served overseas through our internship program.
咁我其實正式成為 IJM 嘅員工之前咧，其實我喺 IJM 喺海外嘅分部咧，我係工作過嘅。
My wife and I we spent 1 year in South Asia supporting IJM's work in against human trafficking。
我同我太太咧，其實喺南亞嘅地方，我哋係用咗一年時間去服侍，係特別係針對呢個人口販賣呢樣嘅罪行，我哋係做過一啲工作。
Now, at IJM, our mission is to protect vulnerable people from violence.
咁喺 IJM， 我哋嘅使命咧係保護啲弱勢嘅群體免受暴力嘅侵害。
And we do this work because we believe that our God is the God of justice.
我哋咁樣做，我哋做呢項工作，因為我哋深信我哋嘅神咧係一個公義嘅神。
The inspiration for our work is Christ. Christ declared that He was bringing freedom to people who are oppressed.
咁我哋嘅啟發係建基於基督，因為佢宣告。是那些为受压迫的人带来自由。
And we believe that in Christ, we're released from the oppression of sin, and this includes physical forms of oppression like slavery and violence.
咁我哋相信喺基督入边，我哋系从罪中嘅压迫当中被释放。咁呢样其实亦都包括咗系身体上嘅被奴役嘅制度，同埋暴力一啲有形嘅压迫嘅得释放。
So allow me to share a video, and this introduces our work and mission at IJM.
咁我而家想分享一段嘅视频，介绍我哋喺 IJM 嘅工作。
We have operations all over the world, rescuing people from slavery. Because today there are criminals who abuse children, sell girls.
How old is she?
12.
How much?
30.
Yeah, man, I'm free.
And force families into slavery. Criminals prey on the easiest target, the world's poor, because they expect no one to defend them.
Pareho po tayong mga tao. Hindi po tayo ibagay or hayop na pwedeng gamitin lang sa pansarili.
But today, there are thousands of people gathering to seek justice for those in slavery. We are a group of lawyers, counselors, activists, and supporters. We are called International Justice Mission. And together, we form the largest international anti-slavery organization in the world. But slavery won't come to an end until criminals know they can't get away with it. So we partner with local police to arrest and prosecute criminals. This sends a message to slave owners. We will not go away. We stay with the survivors until they are healed, until they are free.
Natulungan po ako ng IJM sa pamamagitan po na sa case ko, sa pagtulong po nila na ma-overcome ko po yung fear.
Each year, we rescue thousands of slaves and protect millions around the world. We are transforming how justice systems protect their citizens. To those who are still enslaved, we promise to find you. We will get you home to your families so you can have the freedom you deserve.
Now, as we saw in the video, violence can take many forms worldwide.
就好似我哋喺视频入边睇到，暴力咧喺世界上面有好多种形式咁存在紧。
So, for example, it could be slavery or human trafficking.
或者系奴隶嘅制度啦，或者人口贩卖啦。
Or physical or sexual violence against women and children.
或者针对妇女同埋儿童嘅一啲暴力同埋性暴力。
Or it's police abusing power.
甚至系警察滥用权力。
Now, in all of these cases, there's violence being committed against vulnerable people.
所以我睇到所有啲案例入边啊，都系一啲针对弱势群体嘅暴力行为。
So we're working in 16 countries, 28 communities to protect people against exploitation and abuse.
所以我哋 IJM 嘅使命就系喺16个国家喺度保护紧一啲人们系免受暴力嘅侵害。
And here's how it works. We work with authorities and community leaders to respond to forms of violence.
以下就是我们工作的方式，我们同当局和社区领袖合作，去教导怎样应对这些暴力。
So for example, this might be providing trainings for police officers and prosecutors.
或者我们是给警察或者检控官一些提供一些特别的培训。
And then we partner with officials to rescue victims of violence.
同埋我们会同当地的官员合作去营救这些受害者。
So this is going to the dark places where slavery and violence is taking place so that we can rescue the victims.
我们是去到这些最黑暗的角落，是奴隶制度和暴力剥削正在发生的地方，我们去拯救这些受害者。
So this could be factories or fishing boats or homes where children are being abused.
可能是有可能是工厂啦、渔船啦，或者一些儿童受到虐待的家庭。
And then after the survivors are rescued,We support their healing through services like therapy and counseling and skills training.
咁当呢啲幸存者系获救咗之后咧，我哋会提供特别嘅服务、治疗啦、辅导啦，甚至系技能嘅培训嘅服务，系令到佢哋可以走上康复之路。
Yeah. And then we work alongside officials to ensure that the criminals are held responsible.
咁同埋我哋会继续同官员嘅合作，系确保呢犯罪分子系被追究到底。
Because this is what stops the cycle of violence when people see that there are consequences to these actions.
因为当人睇到呢啲行为，呢啲坏嘅行为系会招致惩治嘅后果嗰阵时，呢个咁样嘅恶性循环先至会断开。
Let me tell you about one of our survivors named Ong from Myanmar.
我讲同你分享一位系来自缅甸嘅幸存者，佢嘅名叫 Ong。
Now in 2021, with Myanmar in a humanitarian crisis and economic challenges,his parents did not have regular work.
在2021年嗰陣時，緬甸呢個國家就陷入咗人道嘅危機同埋經濟困難。阿安嘅父母冇一份正常嘅工作。
Ong's brother and sister they also worked, but even altogether, the family was not earning enough to support themselves.
就算阿安嘅姐姐同埋細佬都一齊工作，但係加埋一齊，一家人都唔可以養活到自己。
So at only 16 years old, Ong decided to look for a job to help his family.
所以就算是16岁年纪的Ong都决定去找一份工来帮补家。
Now, a businessman approached Ong and he promised him good paying work, and Ong agreed to this.
有一个中介咁嚟到找到Ong就系应承佢会高薪俾佢一个工作，咁Ong梗系应承咗佢啦。
But it wasn't true.
但呢个唔系真嘅。
Ong was brought to a fishing boat where he was then forced to work.
Ong 是被带去一艘渔船，是被逼在那里工作。
Fishing is an important part of Myanmar's economy, but workers in economic difficulty, they can be exploited.
渔业呢其实是缅甸一个经济的重要命脉，但是在这个经济困难的情况大环境之下，工人很容易受到剥削。
And then Ong was forced to work for over 12 hours a day under poor conditions, and he didn't receive any pay.
咁阿安就被逼喺一个恶劣嘅条件之下，每日工作12个钟头以上，同埋系得唔到任何报酬。
This is forced labor slavery.
呢个就系强迫性嘅奴役。
And because he was out on a boat at sea, Ong was trapped.
由于个艘船喺茫茫大海嘅中心，其实安系被困喺嗰度。
He couldn't escape, and he couldn't seek help from anybody.
走啊走唔甩，又唔可以向人求救。
And his parents thought he had gone missing.
最后他父母以为他根本是失了踪。
So this type of abuse that Ong experienced is an everyday reality. It's an everyday threat for people in poverty around the world.
昂所经历这种剥削，其实在世界各地贫困的人口当中，每日都是面临一个很真实的威胁。
And the problem is that when you don't have effective law enforcement in communities, criminals believe that they can get away with abusing people like Ong.Because they don't think there will be consequences.
問題就係喺社區入邊，因為冇有效嘅執法程序，所以啲犯罪分子覺得佢哋可以任意苦待、剝削，好似阿安呢類咁嘅窮人，因為根本唔會有咩後果，唔會有咩代價啊嘛。
So when we see the exploitation of vulnerable people like Ong, what is God's response to this, and what's our response to this?
所以當我哋係親眼而家睇到好似安咁樣嘅弱勢群體係受到剝削嗰陣時。上帝对于这些情景有什么反应，我们自己又有什么回应呢？
And this is what I want to look at today.
呢個就係我今日想同大家一齊去探討嘅。
We'll look at what the Bible says about justice and how we do and experience this through our work at IJM.
我想同大家睇下聖經入邊對於正義呢個議題點樣去處理，同埋 IJM 我哋點樣去回應。
Pastor Wilbur read our passage earlier from Psalm 9.
牧師剛才就同我哋讀咗喺詩篇第九章。
Psalm 9 is a psalm of David, and it's a celebration of God's justice.
詩篇第九章是大衛的詩歌，是來歌頌神的公義的。
And this psalm came from a time when other rulers were looking to oppress Israel, so God calls out to God for justice.
那這首詩篇來自的年代是其他周圍的統治者一起試圖去壓迫以色列人的年代，於是大衛就呼求上帝伸張正義。
And then when God defends Israel from enemies, David declares that the Lord judges the world with righteousness because this is who God is.
咁当神足之系彰显咗佢自己系保护咗以色列人免受敌人嘅侵害嗰阵时，大卫就宣告主系用公义去审判世界，因为呢个系神嘅属性。
And that's our motivation to do justice because justice is rooted in God's character.
呢个亦都系我哋伸张正义嘅动力，因为正义系植根喺上帝嘅品格入边。
Now in the Old Testament, the psalmists and the prophets, they often spoke about God's justice and his righteousness together.
在旧约里面，当诗篇作者和先知很多时讲到神的正义和公义的时候，他们会将这两件事是相提并论。
Now in Hebrew, one of the words for justice, it means to treat people with fairness.
在希伯来语里面有正义一个其中一个词语，它的意思是说要公平待人。
So, for example, if someone was on trial in court, every person ought to be treated based on the case.
这个就意味着，譬如如果有人在法庭上面是面对审判的话，每个人都要根据案件的本身受到对待。
It shouldn't matter what the person's social status was or their race.
跟他的种族啊、社会地位啊是无关的。
And then doing justice would mean to treat them fairly.
我们正义就是说我们公平地对待他们。
And in the Bible, to do justice, it includes more than just punishing people for doing wrong.
同埋喺聖經入邊咧，正義唔單單只係包括懲罰嗰啲做錯事嘅人。
To do justice is to give people their rights. It's to give people what they're due from God.
正義亦都同時係講咗係賦予人本身嘅權力俾佢哋。佢嘅意思就係話，等人可以從神得到神賜俾佢哋應份嘅嘢。
So for people who do wrong,They do deserve to be held accountable.
所以做錯事的人當然他們是要承擔責任。
And then for the victims of wrongdoing, they deserve to be protected and cared for.
但是對於這些受害者來說的話，他們是應該得到保護和照顧。
And what we see throughout the Bible consistently is that doing justice describes caring for the widows, orphans, foreigners, and the poor.
那我們其實在聖經裡面一路整本圣经睇落嚟，都系入边讲到正义，系讲紧系为寡妇、为到孤儿、为到外邦人、穷人申诉辩护。
These groups were especially vulnerable to oppression and injustice.
因为呢啲群体系特别容易受到唔公平嘅对待同埋压迫。
So God's instructions to take care of these groups, they were intended to create a culture of justice for the poor, so that God's character could be shown to the world.
所以上帝指示我哋去照顾呢啲嘅群体嘅时候，佢个目的就系话，我哋要喺呢个穷人嘅身边嘅社区，我哋要做成一个伸张正义嘅文化，以至到世界可以睇到神嘅品格嘅彰显。
And we can see if justice is present in society by how well it treats groups of vulnerable people.
其实我哋可以睇到一个社会，我哋睇到究竟呢个社会系咪存在咗正义，我哋就睇下呢个社会点样系对待佢哋嘅弱势社群。
And it is in God's character as the father to the fatherless, as the defender of widows, to take up their cause.
而上帝嘅品格就正正系佢系作为孤儿嘅父亲，作为寡妇嘅保护者，为佢哋伸冤发声。
Now, a second word in Hebrew that can be translated as being just is also translated as being righteous.
咁第二个希伯来语入边单词可以解释为正义，亦都同时可以翻做公义。
Now, maybe we think about righteousness in a personal or in an individual way, like to be moral, and this is important.
咁好多時我哋講到公義呢個議題嗰陣時，我哋會用自身咧，用個體嘅角度去思考公義呢個議題，即係話喺道德方面。當然我哋咁樣去睇係好重要。
And the Bible, being righteous is also a deeply social and a relational matter.
但係喺聖經入邊講到公義呢個議題嘅話，亦都係有包括係一個關係性、社會性嘅層面。
And a person is described as being righteous when their relationship with God is right and the relationship with others is right.
咁一個人往往如果被聖經係斷為公義嘅人嘅話，其實佢嗰一刻佢同上帝嘅關係，佢同周圍嘅人嘅關係都係一個正面嘅關係。
When you're in a right relationship with God, it leads to a life that has social consequences.
咁當你係同神有個正面嘅關係嘅話，是你自己的行為是對社會有一個正面的影響。
And then when righteousness, it brings restoration when relationships are broken because people are treated unfairly.
那是延伸到我們可以照顧這個社群，是可以幫他們是弱勢的社群去重建新生。
So then when we serve the needs of vulnerable people, we reflect God's righteousness and His justice.
所以當我哋可以照顧到弱勢社群嘅需求嘅時候，其實我哋係彰顯緊上帝嘅公正、公義嘅品格。
Yeah. So what do we see when we practice biblical justice?
嗱，當我哋係將聖經嘅正義得到實踐嘅時候，我哋會睇到啲觀察到啲咩咧
？I want to share about three things, and that's equality, advocacy, and generosity.
咁我想同大家分享三方面，就係平等、維權、聲援同埋慷慨。
So this first point is equality.
第一點就係平等。
Under biblical justice, every person is treated with the same respect, and they deserve this because they bear God's image.
因為根據聖經嘅意思就係每個人都應該受到同樣嘅尊重，因為佢哋全部都係具有上帝嘅形象，係值得被尊重嘅。
Regardless of any social category, everyone deserves to be treated with the same dignity because they bear the image of God.
無論任何社會的階層，每個人都應該受到同樣的尊嚴、尊重，因為他們全部都是具有上帝的形象。
So doing justice means to treat people of all races, faiths, classes as equal because this is what's due to them from God.
所以伸張正義意味著就是對待所有的種族、信仰、不同階層的人都一視同仁，因為這是從上帝而來他們應得的份。
Yeah.Now, the second point is advocacy, and this is a concern particularly for people who are poor and vulnerable.
第二點就係維權聲援，呢個特別咧係針對於我哋係點樣去處理貧困同埋弱勢社群。
So this includes providing practical assistance and understanding the person's situation and circumstances.
呢個係包括咗提供實際嘅幫助，同埋要去了解呢個人嘅處境。
And when you advocate, you want to protect the people who are poor from being exploited and taken advantage of.
所以當你係為佢哋聲援發聲嘅時候，你同時就要保護窮人，避免佢哋被再利用同埋剝削。
Now, advocating for the poor doesn't mean to hold prejudice, because the Bible tells us not to do this.
但為咗窮人發聲嘅同時，唔係意味住我哋係會帶住一個偏頗，因為聖經一路係教導我哋唔好咁樣去做。
And under equality, everyone deserves to be treated with the same dignity and respect.
平等就意味住每個人都應該受到同樣嘅尊重。
But the Bible does give specific instructions to defend the rights of the poor and needy.
但係聖經同時係有具體指示係強調係點樣捍衛窮人同埋有需要人嘅權利。
This doesn't mean that people who are rich are in any way less valued before God.
但係呢個唔係代表咗富有嘅人喺上帝面前唔係咁受重視。
But the rich are not the people who are typically vulnerable to oppression and exploitation.
但係富人往往唔係嗰啲容易受到剝削同埋壓迫嘅人群。
People in need, people like Ong and his family, they are vulnerable, and this is why advocacy is necessary.
但係一啲真係有需要嘅人，好似阿安佢屋企人咁，因為佢哋有需要，佢哋嘅貧困，所以我哋有必要為佢哋發聲。
Now, one way to advocate is to provide relief to meet direct needs like food and shelter and medical aid.
聲援其中一個方式就係提供救濟，滿足佢哋實際嘅要求，好似食物啦、棲身之所啊、醫療啊。
And another way is to stop people from mistreating the poor.
另外一種方法就係防止其他人繼續可以虐待呢啲窮人。
In Proverbs 22:22, it says, "Do not exploit the poor because they are poor, and do not crush the needy in court."
在箴言22:22讲到，你不可因为贫穷人穷乏就抢夺他的东西，也不可在城门口欺压穷苦人。
People who are poor are vulnerable to exploitation simply because they're poor.
穷人正正好多时因为佢哋嘅贫穷，所以特别容易受到剥削啊。
Those with power can use the court to their advantage, taking advantage of the poor who cannot defend themselves.
因为有权势嘅人往往可以利用法庭来保障和为自己谋取更大的利益，而牺牲了那些没办法自卫的穷人。
So in our work at IJM, we take up the cause of the vulnerable because they deserve to be protected.
所以在 IJM 的工作里面，我们承担起保护弱势群体的使命，因为他们是应该受到保护的。
So this means rescuing them from situations of violence and supporting their restoration.
这个意味着是将他们从暴力和被苦待的境况当中解救出来，以及支持他们的康复。
And we also support them in their legal cases.
以及我们也在他们维权的案件当中是支持他们。
And we do this because we know how the system can be used against them if they're poor, especially when criminals don't think that anyone will defend the victims.
我们因为这样去做，我们知道，往往很多时候法律的系统是很容易被扭曲来对付你，特别是当那些犯罪分子认为是没有人会帮这些受害者的时候。
And that's why we must advocate to stand up for the vulnerable in order for justice to be done.
这个就是为什么我们必须是声援去维护这些弱势的群体，要去伸张正义。
And the third marker that I want to share about is generosity.
我想分享第三个标记是慷慨。
It's a theme that we see throughout the Bible.
这个慷慨是我们在圣经一直会看到的其中一个主题。
And it starts by remembering that everything we have comes from God and belongs to Him.
首先要记住，我们所有拥有的一切都是来自上帝，是属于祂的。
God is the creator, that's who He is.
神是创造者，这个就是祂的本相。
And God has created humanity as His guests who partner with Him in work. That's who we are.
上帝创造了人作为他的受邀者客旅，在他同工入在他工作入边同他同工，这个就是我们。
And God has trusted humanity to steward everything that belongs to Him.
咁上帝系最终委托人类系管理所有一切系属于佢嘅嘢。
In His generosity, God supplies us with what we need, asking us to trust Him and to live according to His instructions.
所以神是用祂的慷慨是供应了我们的需要，同埋要求我们信靠祂，同埋按照祂的教导去生活。
And God intended for His people to practice generosity to bless others, especially the people who were poor and vulnerable.
所以神亦都希望祂的子民是实践慷慨，多走一步去祝福其他人，特别是贫穷同埋弱势的人。
So for example, under the law, God gave landowners instructions for how they were supposed to harvest.
所以根据律法，上帝明确指示地主应该怎样去收割他们的土地。
Landowners were prohibited from harvesting right up to the edges of their field to maximize their own wealth.
这些地主是不可以收割到田地的边缘去赚到尽自己的财富。
Rather, they were required to leave some of this crop unharvested.
他们反而是被要求是将一些未收割的农作物是特地留在田里面。
And the law said that these crops were for the foreigner, for the fatherless, and for the widow.
律法规定这些庄稼是留给寄居的、孤儿、寡妇。
Now these groups didn't own the land, but they had the rights to these crops.
这些群体虽然他们没有拥有到自己的土地，但是他们拥有收割这些农作物的权利。
And this shows us that generosity is not only a matter of charity, but it's a practice of righteousness and of justice.
这里就讲到给我们听，慷慨不单单只是做慈善公益，而是在实践正义和公义。
And the righteous will do justice when they practice generosity out of love for God and out of love for their neighbor.
义人出于对上帝和邻舍的爱而表现出来的慷慨，跟着就从而在当中活出公义。
When we do this, we follow the example of Jesus.
所以当我们这样做的时候，其实我们是效法耶稣的榜样。
Jesus identified with the poor and served them to share God's abundance.
耶稣因为体察穷人，所以就通过服侍佢哋嚟分享上帝嘅丰盛。
And I'm so inspired to know of your church's reaching out campaign and your dedication to practicing generosity.
我哋教会嘅多走一步，同埋我哋实践慷慨嘅奉献精神，系令我自己深受鼓励。
So I encourage you to continue to support your community's ministries to make the kingdom of Jesus more visible here in Richmond and beyond.
所以我呼吁大家系继续支持教会家庭嘅事工，令到耶稣嘅国度喺列治文甚至系世界其他嘅地方更加彰显。
And I'm very honored to say thank you for making IJM one of your partners in generosity.
我亦都好荣幸咁多谢大家，因为你使到 IJM 成为我哋教会嘅一个伙伴。
Now we know in the ultimate demonstration of generosity, Jesus defeated evil through his death and resurrection.
我哋其实喺圣经中知道，我哋最终极嘅慷慨就系耶稣通过佢嘅死亡同埋复活而战胜咗罪恶。
And Jesus' generosity reminds us that God has held nothing back and that he has provided what we need to flourish.
所以耶稣的慷慨提醒了我们，原来神对我们是没有保留的，同埋他已经提供了所有我们可以继续去成长发展的所有一切。
And what we see is that when justice is done, there indeed is flourishing.
因为在正义得到伸张的时候，我们就会在这里见到有发展有成长。
Yeah. There's restoration and there's celebration.
有修补亦都有欢庆。
And we see this in Psalm 9 as a result of God's justice.
所以我在诗篇第九章就看到这个是上帝公义的结果。
David sings to the Lord. He praises God as the one who does not forget the cry of the oppressed.
我们看到大卫向耶和华歌唱赞美上帝，因为神不会忘记那些受压迫者的呼求。
And this is what we've seen God do at IJM.
这个也是我们在 IJM 的工作里面见到神的作为。
For more than 20 years, we've been on the front lines to work with authorities to hold criminals responsible and to support survivors on their restoration.
20 多年以来，我们一直在前线与各地的政府合作，追究一些罪犯的责任，以及支持那些幸存者通往康复和重建的道路。
Because this is what they deserve. This is justice.
因为这个就是他们应得的嘛，这个就是正义的彰显。
And we can celebrate that this is what Ong experienced as well.
我们也可以最后为到Ong的经历而感到安慰庆祝。
Ong's mother was worried that her son had gone missing, so she contacted a local service organization.
因为Ong的妈妈担心她仔失了踪，于是就联络了当地的非政府组织。
And this organization reported it to the Anti-Trafficking Task Force.
这个非政府组织也都想向政府的反人口贩卖工作组是报告了这个情况。
When the authorities learned about Ong's case, they were able to locate the boat and rescue Ong.From this fishing boat.
所以当局得知了阿昂这个案件之后，他们竟然是可以找得回阿昂，可以在渔船上面将他救出来。
And then after Ong was rescued, he was taken to a safe shelter to receive counseling.
那阿昂被救之后，他是被送到一个安全的庇护所，是接受心理的辅导。
And then the organization contacted IJM's team in Myanmar.
这个非政府组织也都联络了我们 IJM 在缅甸当地的团队。
And IJM has also been providing support to Ong and his family.
所以 IJM 就有机会一直是支持支援着阿昂和他的家人。
We've helped them to file a legal case against the people who first recruited Ong.
所以 IJM 是帮助阿昂的家人，是对当初招揽他那个中介是提出法律的诉讼。
And we'll continue to support the family.While Ong's fight for justice now goes through the legal system.
我们会继续是支持这个家庭，同时是等待着这个司法的机制，是当中一路去伸张正义。
And we can celebrate that Ong is now back with his family and back in school with his friends.
我们很高兴Ong现在已经回到家人的身边，还有跟朋友一起是有机会上学。
This is justice, and there is really great impact when we see that it's done.
所以当正义得到伸张的时候，我们要庆祝这个的影响。
I'm thankful to share that since starting in 1997, IJM has worked together with our partners to rescue more than 76,000 people like Aung from violence and slavery.
我好感恩喺度同大家分享，喺自从1997年以嚟咧 ，IJM 同我哋各地嘅合作伙伴一齐努力，系将超过76,000个好似阿安呢啲被奴役同埋暴力捆绑嘅人解救出嚟。
And through our work, what we've seen is this: is that our mission can go beyond rescue, because violence can be prevented from happening in the first place.
我哋喺成个过程之中，我哋亲眼目睹我哋嘅使命唔单单系一个救援嘅工作，同埋因为我哋亲身体会到暴力喺未发生之前就可以制止。
Because we've shown that when justice systems are strengthened, violence drops significantly.
我哋可以已经睇到系当如果当当地嘅司法系统系得到加强嘅时候，暴力嘅事件系会显著减少。
Around the world, we've seen slavery and violence reduced by up to 86%.
喺世界各地，有啲地方甚至系奴役同埋暴力嘅行为系减少超过86%。
So that means in every one of these communities around the world, people are safer than they were before.
呢个就意味住喺世界上唔同地方呢类咁嘅社区。人是生活得比以前更安全。
They do not face the threat of violence that they used to.
他们不再好像以前那样是要面对暴力。
Yeah. And this is a hopeful reminder, and it is proof that God hears the cry of the needy and that he does not forget them.
这个是一个充满希望的提醒和明证，是 表明了上帝听到那些有需要人的呼求。
And as God's people, we're called to be on mission together with Him. So let's do that to reflect His justice and righteousness.
所以我哋今日作为神嘅子民，我哋被呼召同佢一齐承担起呢个使命。咁就让我哋一齐去彰显佢嘅公义同埋公正。
I ask you to please pray for us as we rely on God's strength in this mission.
所以我请求大家继续系为我哋 IJM 我哋嘅工作依靠上帝嘅力量，我哋去祷告。
If you'd like to receive our prayer requests and updates, you can sign up to be a prayer partner on our website at ijm.ca/prayer.
如果你係想收到我哋定期禱告嘅事項嘅話，你可以喺我哋嘅網站上面登記。
And you can also join us by practicing generosity through giving.
你亦都可以通過你嘅慷慨嘅行動嚟參與我哋嘅工作。
Your leaders can tell you more about your great reaching out campaign.
我哋教会嘅牧者会讲多一啲我哋系多走一步嘅工作俾我哋听。
And you can also support IJM by becoming a Freedom Partner.
你亦都可以支持我哋 IJM 系成为我哋一个自由嘅伙伴。
Freedom Partners are a community of monthly supporters who provide regular support to ensure that we can sustain our work of rescue and protection.
呢个自由伙伴嘅计划就系每个月你系通过定期嘅支持。係等我哋喺世界各地救援保護嘅工作係可以得到維持。
And this link, ijm.ca/kec, will help you to do that.
喺我哋網站亦都係有呢個資料喺度。
So, brothers and sisters, thank you again for the opportunity to be with you and for your commitment to justice.
所以弟兄姊妹，今日再次感謝大家俾我有呢個機會同你喺一齊，等我睇到你哋對公義嘅嗰種堅持。
Yeah, it's indeed my honor to serve your community. Peace to you all.
是我很大的榮幸是跟大家一起在這裡侍奉，多謝大家，平安歸給大家。 Thank you.